We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Here's B.B. Shea in here. Interesting exchange. I don't think Big E heard this a moment ago. B.B. Shea came in. Chris said, hey, man, what you got going on this weekend?
Hell, he just slumps in his chair.
That's all I do.
I like to engage.
I'm never going to talk to you.
Thank you for doing that.
You know that. Yeah,
I like B.B. Shea. I like our conversation.
I like B.B. Shea, too. Look at me. I'm not going to. There's no way I can talk to you.
We have conversations outside of this workplace.
I never do. I never do.
We had a great rap conversation last night.
Real good. Could have been a podcast.
Never. Well, y'all should do the podcast. I will never speak to you outside of these rooms, as you know. That just is not,
I know it at this point.
It's not something I do. Chris Dim said, love your Chinese glasses.
It means the weekend's here.
I like those glasses
on him. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
When you were out last week, he explained to me, he ordered them from China. They got like Chinese markings on the side of them, and they're all big and everything. And
get it before the tariffs. Smart.
That's right. I mean, hey.
probably some heavy metals that are really poisonous.
Yeah, for sure.
But it'd be all right. There's definitely leaching.
Well, we felt like his eyes would have like green circles around
them. Yeah.
Is there a message? I don't know if it's a message scrolled by the 3-year-old who had to make the glasses in Mandarin.
Yes. Help me.
Help me. Please. I don't want to jump out the window.
Yeah. Get me out of
here. They've removed the nets.
Unfortunately, I hope this is going to a rich American.
No.
Not quite. Tell me about your wonderful country.
No. So this is the interesting part now. Of course, it was just like, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing
this,
that.
This. Yep. Just listing off activities.
And then B.B. Shea says, and I'm quoting now, might play some hide and seek. Been looking for a hide and seek game. So I'm going to call some people about that. And we said,
whoa.
Even I set up that. I was like,
I know he didn't say hide and seek.
Yeah.
I know B.B. Shea isn't looking for a game of pickup hide and seek.
Yeah.
This is code for something, right?
No. It's
this is like when you go into the massage parlor and I want the best massage you have, fine lady.
So you're looking for a little hide and seek?
I was looking for a hide and seek game.
Okay, well.
I was driving the other day and I was like, you know what I haven't done in a while? I haven't played hide and seek. So I'm trying to call some homies up and see if we can play hide and seek somewhere.
Yeah.
I was thinking about asking y'all if y'all wanted to play after the show around here.
In the building.
In the building.
In the building.
I can't. I'm easy to find.
You'll be right there.
There he is.
I'm in two places in my life. And my life is in two places, my home or here.
Ready or not, here I come. Got him.
Found him.
Cover your eyes.
Yeah.
You hadn't played in a while.
No, right. It's been a minute. It's probably like 20 years or so.
Don't take this the wrong way. You're playing this straight?
Yeah.
I mean, we can be altered. That make it even. I didn't even think about that.
Well, no. You want
to do that?
No, you got to play that straight.
I mean, this might be one of those things that ends up on ESPN The Ocho. Yeah,
you never know,
because they're already doing kickball and all these other.
Well, I was at a bachelor party two weekends ago.
Yes.
And we were all in the mountains in a house. And I was like, hey, guys, do y'all want to play hide and seek?
What was the reaction?
And they were like, what?
What?
No.
This is when the stripper comes out.
Yes.
Oh, I get it. I'll go. I'll one, two.
Her name is Heidi Sausage.
Okay.
And they didn't want no interest in playing hide and seek.
They didn't want to play hide and
seek. These aren't the guys. These aren't my hide and seek guys. I got to find another group.
Weird. Could you utilize social media, B.B. Shea, or something
possibly,
like this?
Possibly,
yeah. I bet you could.
Put it out there. Meet me at this place.
But again, you're going to get pedos.
It's going to be sexual.
True, that's a good point.
You're
people
sex
are
going to
take that.
They'll take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's what we do in the pickleball community. If you go to a town that you're unfamiliar with, you just put it on social media. I'm this level pickleball.
I'm new in town. Where can I get a game?
Looking for some pickle.
Okay. I'm this level of player.
That definitely sounds like a game meetup.
Looking for some pickle. What park should I meet you in for pickle?
Need somebody to dink me.
Do I back in or do I pull in?
I brought my paddle.
Yes. That's how I met that guy from Louisville 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
He was in town. Mm-hmm. He put it out
He was
there.
A terrible player. He
was awful.
Hey, you probably put pants on. You probably pay better.
He didn't even want to play pickleball.
He didn't know. He didn't know the rules.
We just shake hands after games here, bro.
Weird. He didn't know the rules of the game.
What are you, French? Were you French kissing me here, man?
So odd. Maybe they play different in Louisville, whatever. You know, you do it.
Louisville rules.
Exactly.
We're doing this Kentucky style.
Now, one time when I was about in my mid-20s, some friends and I played Friday the 13th in the woods. And what that was one person was Jason and put the hockey mask on. And the rest of us like hid and that kind of thing. And he would come by with a fake knife. And we played the music on an endless loop on a cassette in the woods, in the darkness, like near Halloween. And that
did you run from it? Because at least in that dynamic, you could fight back against the killer.
Yeah. That was the problem. It wasn't the same as the movie because like the killer would come around the corner. It'd be like a game of hide and seek. And then you'd just run from him. It really became a lot of just like running around.
Was he allowed to run too?
He was.
Or did he have to like pay?
That's the thing. Because in real life, if he just stalks around like Michael Myers or Jason does, he doesn't catch you.
Yeah.
You know, then years later in my 50s, we went to sleepaway camp. You know, which same guys. He was part of that group.
Did y'all get a game in there too?
Yeah, we got a game of hide and seek. Try to play a game of hide and seek up there. But
I'm just thinking now because we used to play in our front yard a lot.
Hide and seek.
Yeah, hide and seek. And I'm thinking about all the cool places that we used to hide.
Mm-hmm.
We could get between the screen door and the door, the front door of our house, if you're thin enough to get right between them. That was a good hiding place. You could climb a tree. We had good trees.
By the end, when we got older and were playing hide and seek, it just turned into a game of running fast as you could to get back to base. You know, the guy would see you immediately, and then you'd start you'd have to run around the house, basically. Well, good luck finding your game.
Yeah, I hope it works out, man.
We were debating.
Would you rather? Do you think you would be a good hider or a good seeker?
I think I'm a better seeker. Yeah. I'm wide too, so I'm limited. I can't climb trees.
Yeah,
I'm limited to the ground.
You can't hide indoors.
Exactly.
Once you
tight spaces.
And if you climb a tree, you're not getting back to base.
You have to call the fire department.
Well, right.
Yeah. And get me out.
That's right.
What'd you get up in that tree for? I was playing hide and go seek. Okay.
Seriously. No, seriously.
All right.
Can we call the police? SWAT team to shoot him down. Nah, just use the hose. Knock him down.
Pretty sure he's a pervert, but
just take him out.
Where would you hide in this building? Have you thought about those
places? There's a lot of good nooks and crannies in this building.
In here.
I'm not going to lie. And if you like, even do outside, the whole perimeter of the location.
Inside the fence?
Yeah, there's a lot of good places out here.
I bet Drew and Barry would play with it.
Probably so.
They totally would.
I think they would, too.
I do. Yeah. Get a group play in here. Don't play with Josie. She'll run her mouth so much.
Yeah, she's the worst.
I can hear you.
She's too easy.
You're supposed to hide. I know where you.
Littlest Patrick can hide under this. Under this counter. He's
in the recycle bin.
These are just all our coworkers. These are just people. This is just really for us. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about.
We're just riffing here.
Now. Yeah. 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 A
few people play it every week.
Well, Jared,
my guess is home.
I never can find that guy. Come out wherever you are.
Huh.
Counselor,
where are you?
I give. All right, I give.
Man, he hides all the time. You have no idea. Aren't you supposed to be on the air? I'm hiding. Shh, I'm hiding.
All right, Ollie, Ollie, auction free.
Good game of hide and seek. That's what we need to do. A good game of hide and seek.
That'd be a good morale builder.
I agree.
For fun, we should do that.